Good afternoon, guys. This is Sean today. Ask Sean today. Friday. It's a Friday episode. I just got a few questions today, so it'll be short and sweet, and you can get off to your weekend, which I'm looking forward to doing. I'm getting my tires rotated tomorrow. Delightful. Also, I'm meeting somebody about a Craigslist ad. So, all right. So let's get right on started. Twitter user Momo asked me on Twitter if I, do you use the Seinfeld calendar hack? Basically what he's referring to is, I don't even know where I read this, but I read it somewhere and that's how I even know what he's talking about. Someone had emailed into Jerry Seinfeld and kind of asked for some tips about how to be a successful stand-up comedian or something like that. And so Jerry wrote back and he said, one of the key things you got to do is you have to write every day. And he said, what I suggest is get a big 365-day calendar poster thing that you can put on your wall and then get out a Sharpie and every day put a big X on that day saying that you wrote that day. Next day, do the same thing. And that's the Seinfeld calendar hack. Basically, it's a big visual reminder for doing one specific thing, one specific task every single day. Now, if I had answered this question a week ago, my answer would have been no, I don't use it. But surprisingly enough, I actually have started using the Seinfeld calendar hack just this week. I have rotator cuff tendonitis, actually, in both my shoulders. I've had it since I was in high school. And every now and then it flares up again, and it's actually very painful. So I have some physical therapy that I've done on and off over the past 15 years. And, so I'm starting that back up again. I'm actually, kicking up another round of doing my physical therapy. And, so I want to give myself 30 days to do the physical therapy every day. And hopefully you'll see how that goes. So I printed out some iCal calendars for the next, for this month and next month and, put them up on my wall. And I'm marking off that I'm doing my physical therapy every day. So I am using the Seinfeld calendar hack, but it's ideal for when you've just got kind of one high level goal that you want to do every single day, sort of thing that's really important to you. So I've been giving a shot with the physical therapy stuff and it works out well. Cause then if you miss a day, there's this big glaring hole that has no X on it. It's very embarrassing. Next question is from Connor. Connor asks, can you talk about physical writing tools, notebooks and fountain pens, etc. That's actually really good timing because just yesterday I had my quarterly JetPens order. JetPens.com. If you don't shop there, well, you should. If you like pens, you need to shop at JetPens. Just a quick disclaimer, so long as we're on the topic, is JetPens has previously been a sponsor of my site. So, and they've helped me with when I've done some giveaways for the membership drive and whatnot. They've contributed some stuff to that. So, friends with them, got a slight relationship, but I shopped there before that ever happened. And I think you guys know me well enough to know that if I endorse something, it's unbiased. So yesterday was my quarterly JetPens order. I mean, I don't literally order from them every 90 days, but it seems like I do. My favorite pen of all time in terms of just your average everyday, put it in your shirt pocket pen. I ordered them because I can't find any. I'm out. Well, anyways, it's the Uniball Signo DX. And it's the Uniball Signo is a really, really great pen. It's the 0.38 millimeter. I used to really, really like the Pilot G2 0.38. That was an awesome, awesome pen. But then when I tried the Uniball, it's way better. It's superior in my opinion. I know some people like the Zebra Sarsa. I got one of those as well on recommendation of some different people. It's pretty good. I don't like it as much. My brother-in-law loves the Zebra Sarsa, so I gave him all of mine. I got that one in an 0.4 millimeter. So I ordered some new of the Uniball Signos. I ordered my brother-in-law a few more of the Sarsas. But I also went crazy. I happened to have a JetPens gift certificate, and so I decided to get the Pilot Vanishing Point fountain pen with the fine nib, and that's a $140 pen. It took me like a month to decide if I was going to get it or not. Or I was like, I could either just get this pen, or I could have basically a lifetime supply of the Uniball Signo DX pens. And it took me about a month to decide, you know what, just go for it, right? Go big or go home. So I ordered the Pilot Vanishing Point fountain pen, and it's on the way. I've got one of the Platinum Preppy fountain pens, which is like a $4 fountain pen. It's the only fountain pen I've ever used, and I like it a lot. And I'm like, man, this thing's like $4, right? It's totally cheapo. It's El Cheapo. It's like the best of the bottom shelf in terms of fountain pens. And if I like this one, then surely I'm going to like, you know, a really nice fountain pen. So it's on the way. We'll see how that goes. As far as writing tools, there's these notebooks. They're called Quattro notebooks. I used to have a bunch of those from my old office job. I really liked them a lot. I'm all out now. I've used the Behance 99%, the Action Method notebook. Big fan of that. Just over last weekend, I was at Barnes & Noble, picked up a 3-pack of, I don't even know. It's the Moleskine. It's like the big, I don't know what this size is. It's like 8x10 grid paper. Always grid paper. Always grid paper. Whenever I'm writing, it's always on grid paper. And it's like the, I don't even know what it is. It's the Moleskine. It's, you know, soft cover. It's like a notebook. You could fold it up, shove it in your back pocket if you really wanted to, but it's pretty big. I always just like to have a notebook and a pen right here on my desk just for scratch paper. Sometimes you just need to think. You just want to write something. You want to see it in your own handwriting. You want to draw lines and arrows and squigglies and circles. You just want to trace the dots of the grid paper. Maybe you want to play hangman or try to design some pixel font. I don't know. But always a fan of that. I'm really liking this Moleskine thing, because I think one of the critical things for me for having a notebook is that it needs to be disposable, right? It can't be too nice. And that's one thing that I don't like about the Action Method, is it's almost too nice, right? And I always find that I'm writing on the backside where there's the grid dots, as opposed to on the front side where it's got all the to-dos. And because the Action Method notebook is sort of centered around the whole Action Method theology, right? And I'm not, I don't really adhere to that. I kind of have my own methodology for how I get things done. So I like to have a notebook that I can doodle in and I can rip stuff out. And if I want to keep it, then I can rip a page out and scan it into my computer or whatever. But otherwise, it's just something to scratch on, et cetera, et cetera. So this is where I do a lot of my budgeting stuff. I like to write it down, see it see it on paper, and move it around. This is where I help myself with my time management stuff. Right now, I've got some ideas for a big project. I'm kind of, you know, doing a big brain dump into there, working on that. So that's writing tools, and that's pens, and that is Ask Sean Today. I will talk to you guys later next time. Have a great weekend, and just a reminder, if you've got any questions, topic ideas, whatever it may be, send them my way to members@seanblanc.net. Talk to you later. God bless.